The factory. The model represents a typical tomato conserve processing line in use up to the 1950s. The first phase of processing is washing and hand picking to eliminate the underripe tomatoes and waste product on a conveyor belt. Next, there is a grinder made of two crossing star-shaped rollers which crush the tomatoes. Through an opening below, the product falls into the seed separator, which extracts seeds from the tomatoes without breaking them to avoid dispersing their oil content into the pulp. The machine consists of a cochlea moving into a partly perforated steel cylinder. The liquid part and the seeds pass through the holes and fall into a seed dryer below, where juice is separated from seeds. The juice is then added to the pulp, which is ground into small pieces by the grinder. The blanching machine warms up the ground pulp to a temperature of 80 to 85 degrees, and by passing the product through a series of steam-heated pipes in order to ease the separation of the peel. The grinder, the refiner, and the super refiner machines, using increasingly finer filters, separate all of the peel and the coarse parts. The liquid and homogeneous pulp obtained this way enters the boiler, where vacuum concentrating takes place. The boule, or boiler, transforms up to 1,800 liters of tomato pulp coming from the refiner into double or triple concentrate paste, using the principle that in a vacuum, a liquid boils at a temperature lower than 100 degrees and yields a better quality product. The concentrated paste comes out of the boilers at a temperature of 60 to 65 degrees and is brought to the filling line through pumps. Then its temperature is raised to 82 to 86 degrees by a heated canning machine equipped with a reservoir with a stirrer, which keeps the product moving. A piston-operated dosing device transfers the correct quantity of the product into cans, which later are conveyed on a belt to the sealing machine to be closed. The sealing machine, which can be either manually operated or mechanized, applies a metal lid to the filled cans and seals them using a system of rotating rollers which folds and joins together the metal edges of the lid and the can. The conserve is heated so that when it later cools down, a light vacuum is created. This is important for correct storage of the product. At the end of the process, the cans are sterilized in an autoclave or boiling water sterilizer. An additional passage through cold water makes it possible to cool the product. In the center of the hall, the machines of the conserve production line are exhibited. Most of the machines come from the factory belonging to Parmigiano Zaccaria Rossi of Pieve, located in Settimo, Florence, and were made by local Parmigiano Mechanical Industries. In the exhibit, there is a 1950 Vittori e Manghi grinder, a 1955 Ghizzoni blancher, a Luciani 1945 sifter, a boule made by Cecchin e Quacquarini of Milan in 1920 in use at the Emiliana Conserves of Busseto, a Negro peel press from 1950, a vertical piston pump from 1960, a Miyavaca filling machine from 1946, a manual pump from 1930 in use at Pezziolo of Parma, a 1935 Kirchisau sealing machine used at Fratelli Muti of Basilicanova, a 1930 Roche sealing machine, a 1970 Comet, and a 1970 Pirogalli sealing machine.